Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
The absolute last real estate show of 2023. We're waving it goodbye this weekend. Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love talking about real estate in Utah. It's always good news. And of course, you know, it's the end of 2023. I can't believe that we are saying that. And of course, we have the New Year's coming up and we get to create goals. I don't know if you have New Year's resolutions, Jeff. Any you want to share?
I usually think about it on the 31st. It has something to do with going on a diet and always the same.
All right. So at our store at Osmond Designs, we always love to help people refresh their home. Jeff, are you ready for this?
I'm not sure. I'm bracing. I know when we put away the Christmas, there will be vast holes of space all over our house that, according to you, need to be filled.
Yes, they do, Jeff. Your home always feels bare after all of the Christmas is down. And that's when people come into Osmond Designs. We have locations in Lehigh and in Orem, and we get to help you create a warm and inviting and cozy space. Today, I am so excited to have two of my favorite designers on the show with us from Osmond Designs with Marlo Anderson and Lisa Bishop. They've been on the show before. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Heather.
We can spend hours and hours talking about all the fun girly things at Osmond Designs and, of course, the guy things as well. We have an assortment of everything. But today we're really going to focus on 2024 trends and what's going on in, you know, the national market. But then I also like to Utahize it and make it family friendly. And we have pets and we have larger homes than most of the rest of the country. So let's talk about some of that. Lisa, start with you.
Yes. So 2024, it's pretty exciting for all the new trends that are happening. There's a lot of the colors that are going to be trending this year. A lot have stayed the same, but there are a few that have changed. And one of the main ones that I have been seeing everywhere is brown. Surprisingly or not, brown is officially going to be replacing gray. And so I know people think, oh, brown, like that was so like 80s, 70s, you know, but
1880s.
Well, yeah, you can even go back that far. Yes, 1880s. But brown is going to be huge. And so I am all about it. I've actually started seeing it in clothes as well. And I have actually myself been starting to gravitate towards brown. And so, as you can tell by what I'm wearing.
I know. I was going to say, we're on the radio, but Lisa has the cutest little chocolate brown puffy vest on right now.
Yes.
It's adorable.
So brown is one of the main colors, surprisingly.
Is there a reason that these things happen where a color like rises to the top?
I think so. Okay, so when I think of brown, we obviously look back and go, oh, Tuscan old world brown. Mm-hmm. Utah homes were just full of brown and that's all you saw because it was a good neutral. However, 2024's brown is updated. So a lot of that is caramels, mm-hmm. It's camels,
yeah,
and you will see some chocolate browns as well. But I think the reason behind that is just because it's warm and it's cozy and it's inviting, where sometimes the grays get a little bit sterile and cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everyone's gravitating more towards the warm instead of the white and the gray feeling cold. I think people are just more gravitating towards the warmness.
I think so, too.
Does this have something to do with society and where we're at post-pandemic and all that kind of stuff?
I think we just want cozy and relaxing. And of course, we live in Utah, which, you know, is known for the outdoors. It's organic. It's the color of the elements, which I think, you know, it mm-hmm. works perfectly for our area.
And you mentioned the pandemic. I honestly think, as strange as that may sound, people were wanting clean, crisp, and just maybe the fear of the pandemic. And now that that's over and people are out again, they just want to bring in that warmth and the cozy feeling again back in their homes.
And so, I think it's so inviting.
Is it earth tones or just brown?
No. I think it's earth tones.
It's earth tones. It's yeah. more like the greens, the rust, the terracotta. Even peach is going to be a big color this year. And so it really is just bringing the outdoors in is what people are starting to appreciate, actually, and bring more into their home.
Yeah, I mentioned the other week Pantone named peach the yes. color of the year, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a big Utah color, but like a little splash here and there. Yeah.
I think so. That will be one of those national trends that I don't believe is going to come and be very strong in Utah. I think you'll see little touches of that, but I don't see a lot of people doing entire peach homes. So that'll be really interesting and fun to watch. Marlo, what are some of your favorite trends coming for 2024?
I think we're still seeing some of the curves in furniture right now. That's carried over from last year a little bit. And sometimes people get nervous to put big pieces with those curves, the sofas, the sectionals. And so sometimes it's nice to just bring in a little touch with a coffee table or an accent table or even an accent chair. But we're definitely going to see those curved furniture lines, or not lines, but curves coming and staying for 2024.
I think so, too. And I think a lot of that actually goes to those case pieces as well. So you'll get some of the bowed front dressers and entry chests and sofa tables and the dining chairs and the accent chairs. A lot of those have a little more shape to them than we've seen. Okay, Marlo and Lisa, what are some of the other colors and trends that you're loving right now?
I'm seeing some of the bold colors still in. There's more rich, but even some of the jewel tones are back. And I think we're going to see in our pillows and furniture, small, bold colored patterns are going to be here. And along with those bold colors in our furniture, we're going to see it on walls. But it'll be a lot of fun to see what patterns come. Like I said, they're going to be a smaller print, but with the color, if people are nervous to add in a big bold piece, sometimes a throw blanket or a throw pillow with some of these bright patterns on them are a good way to accessorize and bring that in.
I love that. So one of my favorite brands right now is Norwalk. They have the most beautiful designer fabrics, and they make probably the best pillows in the entire country with any manufacturer, in my opinion. So lots of textures, lots of colors, lots of a huge, huge assortment of sizes and shapes and things within, you know, the Norwalk company. So they do great pillows. Their chairs are incredible. Their sectionals are incredible. And a lot of it is customizable. So you can decide how bold you want to be.
I think also people are afraid of pattern. And that's kind of going to be the theme this year, is mixing pattern and color and just kind of going all out. I mean, you either like it or you don't like it. So mixing colors and patterns, I know it gets very overwhelming for people, but it's becoming the trend where just the brightness and the boldness, just making big statement pieces, just tying it all in, it's what people are going to be doing this year.
No doubt. And I think your home really is a reflection of you. And so there are general interior design rules, but then knowing when to break the rules is just as important. And your home should be a place that you love to be. So adding some of those personal things to what we're talking about right now is going to be huge for 2024. I know some people have beautiful pots that maybe are hand-me-downs from family. Maybe they're antiques. I've seen gorgeous wooden bowls. I know my dad was a wood worker and made those. And those are some of the things that I love to display, not only on bookcases, but on my coffee table and things. So find things that are very meaningful to you and then incorporate those in the design.
And I think we are going to start seeing more of an eclectic grouping of things. Like you said, the personal items that mean something, or an old piece of furniture that they got at a secondhand store, they're mixing with the new and making that cohesive.
And I think sometimes less is more too. I know one of my design philosophies is just big, bold statement pieces and then deleting all of the clutter and the mess. And again, not only is it beautiful to look at, but cleaning purposes, it's so much better than trying to move 15 things off of one bookcase.
So another color that is going to be popular this year, has always been around, is blue. And blue is considered a neutral. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but blue has been around for years and years and years. We know, Heather, one of your favorite colors is blue.
It is so one of my favorites. It's just relaxing. It's just it feels like a spa.
Yes. And so even though blue has been around for a while and has always been considered a neutral, it's going to be in the spotlight this year. And so you will definitely be seeing more blues everywhere.
Does it work with brown?
Yes.
Does it work with peach?
Yes.
Just checking.
It does. Absolutely.
Good questions, Jeff. More on the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are always happy to have you on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. Today I have Marlo Anderson and Lisa Bishop, two of my all-time favorite designers at Osmond Designs, on the show. They've been on before. They're back again. And today we get to talk about anything and everything 2024 trends related. What you're going to be seeing, not only in the furniture market, but in the interior design department. And a lot of that actually mimics what's going on in the fashion industry. So you're seeing a lot of the really warm tones. If you're just joining us and missed the previous segment, you're going to see a lot of browns, a lot of taupes, a lot of creams, navy blues, all those Ralph Lauren colors is what I like to call them, that never go out of style. And then just like, you know, any fashion industry, you can just do little pops of accessories. So little pops of color. Some of that might be peach. Seems to be a very national popular color. It's the Pantone color of the year. We may see a little bit of that, and we're excited about, you know, just doing a refresh, which is great. At Osmond Designs, we offer interior design services for $85 per hour. One of our designers will come out, maybe help you clean up your Christmas. Once all your Christmas is down, we'll give you some suggestions and recommendations on maybe doing a refresh on your home. And maybe that's just moving things around your existing home, or giving suggestions on ways to improve or add things that are within your budget. So Marlo, you help me with Parade of Homes. Lisa, you help with the Parade of Homes. And of course, we do a lot of staging for model homes and Parade of Homes, and helping people not only love their existing home, but prepare their home to sell. Let's talk a little bit about some of the interior design trends that are not furniture related.
Okay, you probably have heard this many times, that one of the easiest upgrades or fixes to a home to refresh if you're selling or you just want to bring in a different feel of your home is paint. We've talked a little bit about color. Paint's always a great way to do that. Maybe something a little more complex are retiling some areas or putting new wood floors in. We're seeing right now with tile that bold patterns are in. We like to see different patterns on the floor versus on the wall. Terracotta's coming in. Mm-hmm. Lisa mentioned terracotta earlier. Believe it or not, some of that tile is coming back. And that doesn't just mean it's that traditional terracotta orange color. There's other terracotta tiles in different colors, shapes, and all of that is fun to work into a new space to refresh your home.
We're also seeing pattern on the wall. And so, and sometimes people are, they don't want to just paint. They want something a little bit more exciting. And so adding texture and color to the wall as well, such as wallpaper. Wallpaper has been big for a few years, and I think it's still going to be big in 2024 as well. And even murals, you know, kind of thinking outside of the box, instead of just doing wallpaper, doing murals on your walls too. I think people are just ready for something a little bit more bold.
I think so as well. So in the paint department, they have really cool, innovative new paints that you probably have never even heard of. One being a suede paint, which when you touch it, it's cozy and it is has this really great texture. It's great in offices. It's great in family rooms. Wallpaper, just like Lisa mentioned, grass cloths. It doesn't have to be a big obnoxious floral that you might get tired of, but maybe that is really fun to do in a half bath, or maybe it's a headboard wall in your kid's room or something. So lots of different options. That's why we are here to help you, because time is money and you just want to make sure that you're spending your money the best way that it can be spent. And we are doing this profession 24/7. So we pride ourselves in being the most up-to-date furniture and interior design store in all of Utah. We're always online. We're always at markets. We're in the store. We're listening to our clients. I think that's one of our greatest attributes and skills is we help you know what you want. Not we don't have an agenda. We're not trying to make your home something that you don't want it to be.
I think people just need to remember with any trend, don't feel like you have to put it everywhere. Don't feel like it. I know a lot of people get overwhelmed. And so that's what we're here for mainly too, is to help people who get overwhelmed, because it is like Heather said, we eat, sleep, drink. That's all we do is design. And so it is, we are here to try and make it simple for you, but people just need to remember, just because it's a trend, don't feel like you have to commit to it everywhere. Just little bits and pieces of it throughout your house is just a really nice, easy way to update.
And we've talked about that, just adding the little simple accessories or the small pieces of furniture if it makes you nervous to really go big and bold.
Absolutely. So another trend I believe that is so hot right now that will continue through 2024 is people are getting rid of their carpet and they are installing hardwood floors. And it seems that that continuation of flooring is going throughout the home. And then we're layering with gorgeous, yummy rugs in all different colors and all different textures. And that is, you know, fantastic. It just feels clean. But in these mountain modern homes and any Utah home, it really does provide that coziness that we're all looking for.
There is a coziness to an area rug. But, you know, functionally speaking, a wooden floor is colder on your feet. I kind of like the idea of carpet, but I realize I'm a throwback when I say that.
Well, and Jeff, you can't really clean your carpet. You know, it looks great for a year or 2 years. And then who knows what's in your carpet after that, right?
I hear what you're saying.
With kids and animals, you know, it's always a little sketchy. So I think COVID really helped encourage that trend that we're seeing right now.
I mean, I've had rich wooden floors and I have some in my house, but I also like having the bedroom carpeted. I'm sure my wife would love to see hardwood floors in there and beautiful area rugs. Maybe it'll happen.
No doubt. You know, the interior design services that we provide, not only do we come to your home, but you can come into our stores. We have two locations, one in Lehigh, one in Orem. The combined square footage of those is over 40,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. And then we have a warehouse that is on site, and we also have an overflow warehouse. So stay tuned. We're coming back with some more tips and tricks to help you improve your home for 2024. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
This is the absolute final real estate show of 2023. New Year's is coming. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We are wrapping up 2023. Hopefully today you are considering taking down your Christmas. I know that's really sad, but it's actually a little bit exciting because we get to talk about the 2024 trends.
Can I take a quick poll of your guests?
Yes, you can.
What day do you take down your Christmas decorations?
Well, I would like to do it the day after, but my husband likes to keep it up until New Year's.
Yes.
I actually tried to take it down the day after Christmas, but my youngest said, no, just leave it up. So he won the battle.
How old?
Oh. He's actually 18, almost 19. He said, nah, Mom, just leave it up till New Year's. I'm like, really?
You are a sympathetic soul.
I don't think people realize in the furniture industry, we have Christmas up in October. Mm-hmm. So we've been around Christmas, seeing Christmas quite a bit. So
afternoon of the 26th, you're good.
I'm ready to be done. Oh,
and it's so much work to put it up, right? That you need usually a few days. So one day you need to take it down. And then the next day you need to still clean up all the glitter that's all over your clothes and in your hair. And, you know, even after showering, it kind of just lingers for the next month, Jeff.
I'd like to think all that tinsel that gets stuck in everything lingers till April. And then you get the grass from the Easter baskets all over the place. place.
Exactly.
And it just goes the whole year round. So Heather, who are our guests?
Oh, you guys, I'm so happy to have Marlo Anderson and Lisa Bishop from my Lehigh and Orem Osmond design stores. Lisa is the showroom floor designer of the Orem location, and Marlo is the showroom floor designer from the Lehigh location. So you guys, you have two of the best of the best. If you come and look at our stores, they're gorgeous. And that is because of Marlo and Lisa, who work full time in making sure they always look incredible. And all day long, people are buying things. And so Lisa and Marlo are bringing things in the back door as things are leaving the front door. So it's kind of exciting. It's new and fresh every single day. So it's really, really fun. Okay, today we are going to talk about Osmond's favorite things. I know you've probably heard of Oprah's favorite things, but at our store, we definitely have those things that as employees, we love. And probably most of our own personal furniture is from our stores, which is amazing. So we can talk about, you know, of everything in the store, this is what I brought home and what I love and why I love it. So Lisa, let's start with you.
So you've probably heard quite a bit of times people say that lighting is a jewel of the home. And so I personally love our lamps that we sell. I feel like we have a huge variety depending on the style of your home. We have a huge variety of lamps. So lamps are just a nice little addition to the home. You know, they can just give that little nice subtle light ambience. You know, if you don't want your whole house lit up, you know, just adding that lamp for just a little bit of an accent light, accent piece, I think is a really nice addition to your home.
Marlo. And honestly, the lamp is a way of accessorizing, and that is my favorite thing to do, is to accessorize. We offer so many varieties of styles of accessories for your shelves, for tables, coffee tables, your walls, all of it. That is my favorite part of coming into a home and just putting all those finishing touches on it. And we have so many things to choose from.
I love that. Okay, so one of my favorite things are our sectionals. I think we have the best sectionals at the very best prices at any store in all of Utah, if not only in the country. We have worked with manufacturers that specifically make unique styles just for our stores that no one else carries. In fact, a lot of the manufacturers, we send them to find fabrics, some Revolution fabrics and performance fabrics, because we do live in Utah and we have kids and we have animals and we want our homes to be beautiful, but we also need them to be functional. So a lot of these fabrics you can pour Diet Coke on or mustard or anything and you can wash them right up. So they're actually more durable than leather. They're not, you know, the cold or the hot that leather is. And these sectionals are flying out the door. They have a deeper seat. They have track arms, so they make great pillows. And all of the pillows on the sectionals are downfilled. So they're going to look great in 5 years and in 10 years.
Well, and you bring up the fabrics and the durability of them, but they still are just beautiful and look amazing and high end and high quality. And so many people, clients have come in and have shied away from some of the lighter colors, or they'll ask, should I not get these? I have kids. And I always tell them, no, if you love those lighter colors, don't be afraid to do it, because they do clean so well and then continue to look really, really good for a long period of time.
I agree. Okay, Lisa.
That's actually going to be a trend too, is performance fabrics. I think people are starting to steer away from the big box brands, you know, where everybody has the same thing. And so customizing and having custom fabric is actually what people are going to be gravitating towards as well in 2024. It just makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
Utah.
I agree. Okay, dining tables are another one of my favorite items that we sell at Osmond Designs. We have some of the most incredible dining tables that get really large. So it'll be just a standard size table, and then you can add one or two leafs in a lot of these dining tables so you can seat 10 to 12 people. And I cannot tell you how much work it is for us to find those. And we carry them, and a lot of the big box stores don't carry them. So you don't always have to have it the largest size. But when you do have Thanksgiving, when you do have Christmas, when you have those family parties, the Easter that's coming up, there, you know, it's so nice to have that versatility and the option to make that table large so that everyone can sit together.
And that's the heart of our homes, right, is our kitchens and our dining areas. And that's where we gather and spend quality time with our families. And to pick the highest quality of furniture with the most comfortable dining chairs is key. And we do have all of that in store and available to order.
And I think it is really important to know where to spend money and where to save money. We work with some of the most affluent people in all of Utah who oftentimes don't have budgets. And they usually don't want to buy the most expensive for every space in their home. But I think your dining table and your upholstery are two places that you want to spend enough money that it's quality, but not so much that you feel like you can never get rid of it. So we do want quality. We want it to last. And but also have it. So in 5 years, 10 years, you're okay to give it to one of your married kids or to sell it on a Facebook marketplace and do a great refresh.
Yeah, you're so right on that.
Well, that's what's so great about accessories. Like Marlo said, if you are about trends and wanting to be up to trend, that is the easiest way to bring in the trim is with accessories or pillows or rugs. And so you're not feeling like you constantly have to be spending an arm and a leg to update your house. We always tell people pick something that's neutral, that's classic, that'll last you a very long time. And then if you're wanting to add something from a trend or a style, do it with your art, do it with your accessories, pillows, all of that stuff.
That's amazing. Okay, another one of my favorites, we haven't talked about this room yet, is bedrooms. So we have the most incredible beds that we brought in on containers, actually. They are available in kings and queens, and they're just upholstered headboards with a platform base, and they are incredible. We have them available in just a really beautiful medium gray, and then also a really beautiful medium kind of cream taupey tan, and they have texture to them. And we are huge fans of texture right now. It it hides a lot, but adds coziness in a bedroom when there usually are just a lot of hard case pieces.
I agree. I actually just, my son just moved into a new townhome and bought one of those very beds that you're talking about. So
very, very neutral. Great price point. I think they're what, $799, $899?
$799 for a king, $699 for a queen. And they look way more expensive than what they are.
And we have brands that are charging 2 and 3 and 4 times that amount for something that's very, very similar. So those make great beds, not only for master bedrooms, for some of those less expensive homes, but also the guest bedrooms. So keep those in mind. Okay, art. That's always one of our hot topics. We have so much art at our store.
Yeah, art is a great way to bring seasons in as well. Depending on what, if it's spring, summer, you can change art out pretty easily and keep things warm as well with it. Or if you're one of those that wants to really go bold, there's so many prints with just fun colors in them, whether it's landscape or just bold contemporary prints. We have so many things to offer.
So with the art that we have, as Heather mentioned, when we go into people's homes, a lot of people will have art that has been, you know, from the Tuscan style, you know, just very old, and they want something to update. And our art is very classy, simple. Again, with any style that you have, you can find any piece of art at Osmond Designs that will update the look of your home.
For sure. And a lot of those pieces are actually customizable. So if you find a size of something that we have in stock and you just want it a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller, we can order those for you, and they actually come within 4 weeks, which is pretty incredible. Today we're talking about Osmond's favorite things, and a lot of the things that we're talking about right now are actually in stock. So you can bring your truck and your trailers and come in and see what we have. Make your home look like a parade home. You know, over the years we've been very involved with the Parade of Homes, and it's so much fun. It's almost like Pinterest come to life when you go through the Parade of Homes, and there's no reason why your home can't look like that as well. Really quick before we close, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They have made Osmond Designs what it is today because of the loans that they have been able to offer me personally, and then also as our business. And we love them. They do construction loans, they do smart savings plans for kids, definitely check out Central Bank. You know, it's 2024. Start fresh, get some new ideas, and get that HELOC loan to update your home. It will be well worth it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. I hope your wife is listening today, Jeff.
Why? Why?
Because it's going to be 2024 and you just get to have fun updating your new home. And hopefully we're going to give her a lot of fun ideas. And when you get home, you're going to say, dang it, I wish I wouldn't have had my wife listen to the show today.
Well, we were in New Jersey for a couple of weeks at the beginning of December visiting mom. So Heather, my wife is Heather, she feels like she's missed out on a lot of Christmas. So she's normally one of those people who takes everything down on the 26th. No, this year it's staying up till the 2nd. And then there's going to be this big vacant space that, you know, used to be Christmas.
Yes.
And you maintain we have to fill it.
Well, we want to appropriately fill it, right? Scale is everything. So you do not want to over furnish a space. But you also don't want the space to feel empty either. So we're going to talk a little bit about that scale. Lisa, take it.
So I think one of the things that I notice, and I'm sure Marla notices too, whenever we go into people's home is scale. People will either have a gigantic room and very little furniture in there, or even a small space. They'll have furniture that is way too big for the space. So scale is very important. I think people need to realize too, just because there is space doesn't mean you have to fill it, like Heather said. Just make sure you can have a small space and have big furniture in there. Again, if it's the right size, because sometimes having big furniture in a small space can actually make a room feel bigger.
For sure. And I think style is so important. I hate having an exterior of a home to be one style, and then you walk in and you feel like you just entered a whole nother world because there's no cohesiveness. So we just want to make sure that that's appropriate. You can have modern accents and a modern lean to your home, even if you have a Tuscan old world, more traditional home on the exterior, but it's just blending that appropriately, and you know when it's right and you know when it's not right too.
And I don't know about the both of you, but when I walk into someone's home, furniture is one of the first things that I notice. I don't know if that's just because I'm in this line of work or not.
For sure.
But I feel like people notice your pieces, and if they're off, they can feel it. So you want it to feel good with the pieces that you're choosing. And so the scale that Lisa's talking about is very important. And you want a great first impression when someone new is coming to your home for a visit.
For sure. And when you are looking at selling your home, when that buyer walks through the door and your upholstery is worn out and it's sagging and it doesn't look good, it looks old, I believe that is a reflection on the rest of your home. And it looks like there's a lot of maybe deferred maintenance that people will imply that are not being done because of the quality of your furniture. So if you are needing something, we have things available in stock. You don't have to wait 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks like we did last year, you know, during COVID times. We have things that are in stock and available. Back to Lisa's point about scale and Marlo's point, art is one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to art. So a lot of times I'll see very small pieces of art on huge, large walls and vice versa. They'll take their largest piece of art and put it on a very small wall. So just very simple things that you already have the right stuff for your home. It's just making sure that it's correct. And then just, you know, the height of hanging some of that is very, very important.
What is the right height? I need to know this. Eye level should be 2/3 up. There are rules for this, right?
I think there's a difference of opinion of what people like, but as a standard, I go off of about the center of a piece of art is going to be 60 inches. From the floor to the center would be about 60 inches.
5 feet.
Yes.
Yes.
But again, some people have taller ceilings, and so you need to keep that into consideration as well. So it's very complicated, Jeff, but we're here to help you. We want to make it fast and easy and simple for you at Osmond Designs. Thank you so much to Marlo Anderson and Lisa Bishop for joining us on the show today. Jeff, always a pleasure to do this with you. See you next year.
Likewise. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.